From Illinois Public Media, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And we begin today with a brief quiz. What is the nickname of the state of Illinois? The nickname. If you said Land of Lincoln, I'm sorry to say you get the consolation prize. State law says Land of Lincoln is designated the official slogan of the state of Illinois. Our nickname is the Prairie State, going back to the vast grasslands some of the earliest European settlers found when they arrived here in the early 1800s. Illinois does have an official prairie grass, Big Bluestem, which at one point was the most abundant grass on the Illinois prairie, but I digress. As you travel Illinois today, you'll find there's not much prairie left. And that is the subject of the new State of Change, an annual television special from Illinois Public Media. It explores our climate and how it's changed over the years and what might be in store for the years to come. This year's installment, the fifth, explores prairie preservation and restoration. Let's listen to the trailer.
When the CHUSA started in 1986, there were experts who said you really can't do this. You can't plant and create something that looks like a functioning Illinois prairie. But the project, to its credit, has proven those fellows wrong.
Different tribes have particular kinds of bison as really important. They're almost thought of as a divine entity themselves. And so because of that, humans will go to where there are bison and ask for blessings or prayers to live a healthy life or a good life or for abundance.
Like everybody, I'm charmed by the bison. They're interesting, they're powerful, they're totemic. To see the good things that I know they're doing for the habitat gives me emotional nourishment.
State of Change airs at 7 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday night, on WILL-TV. You can also find it on Illinois Public Media's YouTube page or check your local listings for when it might air on your local PBS station. Joining me now to talk more about State of Change in the Illinois Prairie is Tanisha Spain. She's the environmental reporter at IPM News, the host of our sister program, Mid-American Gardener, and the host, reporter, and producer for State of Change. What's up, Tanisha? That's a lot of jobs you're doing. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. And we just call those other duties as assigned, right?
That's right. That's right. All right, listeners, we're going to be with Tanisha for just about the next 13 minutes or so. So don't wait. If you have a question or comment you want to call in, 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. All right, tell me a little more about what listeners can expect from this year's State of Change.
So this year, like you said, we really focused in on the prairie, and we went past, we went present, we went future, and just sort of the ever-evolving landscape of Illinois from what it looked like when European settlers were moving west all the way till folks who are present day trying to restore these remnant prairies throughout the state. So we're really just taking a look at, maybe everything shouldn't have been developed or agriculture in every pocket of Illinois, because we really had some great unique aspects of prairie around here.
Yeah. If it could be plowed and planted, it probably was. So what parts of the state did you visit?
So we were everywhere, to be honest with you, like no different than any other year. But we went to the Nachusa grasslands. We were in a conservation area in Loda, visited some pollinator gardens in Urbana, did some work down in Springfield. So and even shot a story in the Chicago area. So we really were throughout the state, just really taking a look at how the prairie and how the history of our prairie still affects our state today.
So you have these amazing maps that show how wide-ranging the prairie was back, as I mentioned, in the early 1800s, when those settlers were starting to come in and hitch their plows and bulldoze the prairies or
yes,
plow the prairies under. But talk a little bit about that history and their sort of ecological significance here.
Sure, sure. So when I went to the prairie in the Loda area, it's a conservation area there, and we'll go into depth in that in State of Change. But there's a remnant and then a restored prairie right next to each other. And, you know, you can see the difference in the plant diversity in the two. Like, Illinois had some of the most diverse plant biomes that you would see in the country. We've really got a unique situation here as far as vegetation goes and wildlife and pollinators and all of that sort of centered around our ability to maintain our prairies. And so some of the things that we're seeing with our pollinators and different plant diversity and different invasives being able to come in and take over an area, a lot of that is the back end of us not having as much prairie as we had, you know, 200 years ago.
How much is left? I know we did a segment. It's amazing where, you know, the little spots you find it in. We did a segment a few years ago about prairie that was like on the Rockford Airport land, and there was construction happening, and environmental activists were trying to slow it down. But how much is actually left?
Sure. So of the original, you know, 22 million some acres, what's left of that is 0.1% of that. And those areas are being protected to make sure that they maintain their integrity as an original prairie. Because I learned through this project, I asked one of the gentlemen who were restoring one of the remnant prairies, and I said, you know, how long will it take for this to get back to its original state where you're not having to go in and pull invasives and do these sorts of things? And he said, you know, we won't see it in our lifetime. That's how long this takes to recover from whatever has been done to these areas. So it's a long process.
Wow. Let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're talking about State of Change, a television special brought to you annually by Illinois Public Media that talks about Illinois' climate, past, present, and future. And this year it focuses on the Illinois prairie and efforts to preserve what's left and even restore lost prairie land. We're talking about that with State of Change's host, reporter, and producer, Tanisha Spain. You can join us at 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. Let's talk about the cultural significance of the prairie. I know you spoke with a friend of the show and a repeat guest we've had on the 21st show, Rosalyn LaPierre.
Yes, so that's where we get into where the prairie intersects with the bison, those big old shaggy beasts that are a big part of this year's special, and just how much of a reliance Native people, first settlers, First Nations had in the prairie when we're talking again about that plant diversity, things to eat, medicines. There was just so much to be thankful for, I guess, in that prairie setting. And so a lot of those folks are just really doing what they can to try to at least educate folks or bring that back.
And we actually have multiple bison that have been brought back or brought to Illinois, right?
Yes, there are some areas where they are in like a conservatory sort of setting. And it's funny because I threatened Reginald, our news and public affairs director, that I was going to try to ride one. And the horror that washed over his face was hilarious because they're, you know, they're wild animals, but they're just
a lot of paperwork goes into that.
A lot of paperwork, yes. but they're just so majestic. And, you know, I learned that they're a cornerstone species, which means they do so much good from their heads to their tails, literally. Birds nest in their hair. They spread seeds. They cultivate soil. They are a food source for other things. Like, bison are just so important to our landscape, and it's so wonderful that they are being reintroduced into these areas because this is where they belong. This was their original home, one of their original homes.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have a caller. Meredith is near the Illinois-Wisconsin state line. Meredith, thanks for calling in.
Okay. Well, I'm very interested in environmental science and taking care of our farmland. And we have a piece that we've put 15 acres with government subsidies into prairie. But it is close to the wetland. It's the it has a creek there, and we have beaver. And I'm very saddened because we have to have them trapped now because neighbors, farm neighbors, it's the wetland is creeping over into their farmland that is normally wetland. But I was wondering how often should you have beaver trapped if it's an issue with neighbors?
Ooh. Okay, well, that's an interesting question, Tanisha. I don't know if
I'm not qualified to answer that. It's above my pay grade, but I can tell you this from doing this show every year and doing Mid-American Gardener, nature always wins. So you say that the wetland was there first. Nature will win. And so that's the answer. I mean, you want to seek out someone professional, of course, but that is what I've heard so many times, whether it's the animals, whether it's the plant species there or the insects. Man can try to do whatever they want, but in the end, nature will win. So I don't know if you'll be able to really, truly ever get rid of those guys if that's where they want to be.
Interesting. All right. Well, thank you for that call, Meredith. Sorry if that wasn't quite the answer you were looking for. But, if you had a question about bison, maybe we could do that.
Yes.
A little more justice this year. But all right. So Meredith mentioned they're trying to restore some prairie. What does it take to maintain a prairie and restore one?
So it starts in the soil. You've got to find out what was done there before. If there was agriculture, if there was, any type of development there, you've got to deal with compaction. You've got to deal with what other seeds have maybe been dropped into the soil there, what other things have been allowed to grow or cultivate. And we're really learning a lot about the microbes and what goes on a cellular level, with the trees and the plants and different things communicating with each other in the soil. There's just so much to learn. So the first step is to find out what is in your soil. And then comes the work of going through, and I'm not kidding, by hand, because I watched these guys do this, going out there and pulling things that do not belong, from grasses to plants to trees. It takes a lot of work to weed out, pun intended, I guess, what should not be in a prairie.
I heard what you did there. all right. So, people hear prairie, they think rural natural areas, but there's also micro prairie restoration happening in urban areas. So talk to me about Union Square Park in Springfield.
Now, this was a really fun one. This one was really cool. And this kind of ties into that. The lights are going off in people's heads and going, oh, we should get back to some of those natives. So in our native prairies are our native plants. So that's different types of sunflowers, different types of asters, and all things that are native to Illinois. So a lot of folks are saying, let's give that a go. And so at that park in Springfield, they decided to do just that. They wanted to put in plants, and the objective was to put in things that would have been growing naturally, natively in Springfield when the Lincolns were there, because this garden was for Mary Todd Lincoln. So they went in, did their research, and then just literally put in hundreds of thousands, honestly, of plugs of native plants to attract those bees, attract those pollinators and crickets and grasshoppers and cicadas and all those things that call Illinois home. We're finally learning that that is what's best for our soil. That is what's best for our insects and pollinators and our animals. And don't get me wrong, I love a big, showy tropical plant, but there's something to say about Illinois' true native plant species, and we're heading back to that.
What if somebody wants to make a sort of prairie in their own, sort of patch of land here? How do you do that, and maybe do it without running afoul of your neighbors and the city authorities?
Yes, because, some of us, have a different idea of what our lawns and things should look like. And so if you live next to the person who wants to restore a prairie and you're out there, with scissors cutting your grass, that could cause a little rift. But the best thing I would say is to reach out to your local extension office, and you can find this online anywhere. Just get a list of native Illinois plants. There are some true beauties out there. I mean, if you're looking for color and you think you have to sacrifice color, you really don't. Illinois has some absolute stunners when it comes to those blooms. So just curate a list. And a lot of places will have seeds for free. I know at my library, they are huge about getting native seeds in people's hands. So a lot of times you can find them free of charge. But yeah, just find out what is native in your state, native in your area, and start small. It doesn't have to be huge. You could even start in a pot, just so you can maybe see how they perform and how they grow. But just researching some of those natives, I think, is a great first step.
So last thing I want to ask you about, there was recently some recognition of a state of change from a previous installment. I don't know if you can just speak briefly about that as our time is winding down.
Ooh, you stumped me, Brian. What do you know that I don't
know?
You know,
maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe I'm mistaken. Thinking of something else. Never mind. So I don't want to go too far.
I'll take any award you want to give me, but
all right. So you know what? We should probably just leave it there. Let me say, if people want to catch up with State of Change, you can find it on WILL TV tomorrow night. That's Thursday nights, 7 p.m. You can also find it on Illinois Public Media's YouTube page. Just go to YouTube, search for Illinois Public Media, and it'll be airing on other PBS stations around Illinois in the weeks or month ahead, I would imagine. So check your local listings. Tanisha Spain, environmental reporter, host of Mid-American Gardener, very popular program from Illinois Public Media, and also the host, reporter, and producer for State of Change. Get some rest, Tanisha. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
All right. And we will be back after a short break with another conversation from one of our other sister programs at Illinois Public Media. We'll be hearing from a man who was a long career in law enforcement, African-American man, made several, was the first hire at a few places where he was in his role. And we will talk more about that after a short break. This is The 21st Show. Stay with us.